Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Best Self Radio. I am your host, Haley James, and thank you for joining me for a new episode of the show. I am so excited to be back, you guys. I am so excited to be bringing you season 3 of Best Self Radio. I just can't believe that it's been 4 years, but I did take one full year off. So I was really excited and determined to upload an episode every single week this year. And if you are a listener of the show, you know that I have just missed, maybe two weeks. But I am also, I did that intentionally, and I was excited to get back on the mic today and start season 3 off, you guys. If you know me and follow me on Instagram, you knew that I have moved the last few weeks. So that is why there's been an absence of episodes, and I was just like recollecting myself. I've shifted things a little bit in my business, and I've just wanted to shift things a little bit in the podcast. Like nothing too much, but I just really wanted to come in, record this first episode of season 3 with just a, you know, a little bit of a refresh, just feeling in the right mindset, ready to come back. And I did just feel I needed a little bit of a break to gather myself and come back with season 3. So that is why there hasn't been an episode the last few weeks here. Hope you guys understand, but I'm excited to be back in a new province, you guys, with a new season, but same old show, you guys. We're going to be still discussing very similar things that we always have here on the show, just ways to be the best version of yourself, whether that be through nutrition, through mindset practices, through emotional intelligence, through fitness, right? All those ways that we just really work to be the best versions of ourselves, continue to grow and evolve. And I continue to grow and evolve right along with you, you guys. That's one of the things, you know, I hear from people telling me they enjoy the show and listen to the show is just my candidness, you know, my vulnerability. And that will continue to be, you guys, as I go on my journey in life and just share it with you guys. So with the new season, you guys, I just wanted to start off with a little bit of just like kind of a reintroduction with me moving, where things are going with Haley James Fitness and Flow Living Co., and what you can expect here for Best Self Radio as well. And then really just diving into the things that I have really learned about myself over the last few weeks. And I'm going to share that with you guys coming up. So grab a drink, a snack, wherever you are. And I hope you enjoy this episode, the first one of season 3 of Best Self Radio. Last thing before we get into, you guys, I am obviously in a new house. So I'm recording in a new place, and it's not ideal for podcasting. It's not a small room. So I hope the audio is okay, and I will continue to prove that in this new space. All right, you guys, let's start off with telling you about my move. So I moved from Toronto, Ontario to just outside of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And I'm so happy about the decision to have done this. I will kind of share some of the things coming up in the episode, but overall, so happy. And in a totally new environment, you guys, if you know me personally, you have known that Toronto was kind of a stopping off point for me that did last a lot longer than I intended. I went there after university because I was in a relationship. That's where my family was at the time. And obviously started to build a, you know, a career there, you know, friends there, my family was there, all of that good stuff. So for a few years, it was totally fine, kind of also knowing that there was an end goal in mind. I never really knew where I wanted to end up. I'm from Vermont in the States. I knew I didn't want to go back there, but I didn't know where I wanted to be. So, you know, Toronto was fine for the time being. But once around I was around 25 was really when I was ready to go. And I just turned 33, you guys. So it's been a long time coming. Again, if you know me personally, Toronto is not something that I love. It's hardly something that I like. There is definitely perks. I'm so grateful for my time there. I met so many amazing people, had so many amazing opportunities, grew so much, got burnt a lot, had to really grow and just become the version of myself that I am now, which I'm so grateful for. Obviously, I met my fiance, Ben, and some really great friends and just like really great communities as well. But I always wanted to leave, and through just before that pandemic, but then I were about to make a move, and then after the pandemic, we were ready, and then it just didn't happen until this move. And we've been planning this for about a year, not knowing exactly the timeline when this was going to happen, but knowing that it was something that we weren't going to wait too much longer. We're ready to start a family, and we just knew we didn't want to do that in Toronto. So that's really kind of lit that fire under us and made it happen. So at the end of April is when we drove across, well, I guess not really across country, but from central to the East Coast, almost a 20-hour drive with the U-Haul trailer because we needed to go a bit slower. We did it in one day. We're always like that. People think we're a bit crazy, but we just like straight shot, get it over with. The next day is a little brutal, but at least you're there and all the driving is done with. So we packed up like super minimalist, all in the back of a like 5x8 U-Haul trailer, like so tiny, and drove to PEI. We are staying with my mom for a little bit. She's so wonderful to open her house to us, and we're just staying here as we look around. Ben has only been to the island once. I summered here a lot growing up, so I'm familiar a bit more, but even then, like we went to the same place each summer. And it was obviously holiday, I was young, so I didn't really think about where I wanted to set up roots. So we're kind of exploring the island, driving around, looking at houses, looking at places that we might want to live. And it's been really, really fun, that part of our lives. And we're also planning to have our wedding here next summer. So that's super exciting too, to start planning that and really just, be able to get married in a place that is like going to be our home, at least where we start a family. So we're really excited about that. And there's lots of fun stuff going on, and I can't wait to share that with you guys, mainly over on Instagram. So definitely follow me there if you're not already, if you enjoy like house hunting, wedding stuff, decorating, all that good stuff, because that's going to be where that all goes on. And yeah, so that's kind of the whole move aspect of it from a personal standpoint. And then from business standpoint, you guys, it's interesting because being a personal trainer, unless you work for like a corporate gym, most of the time it's your sole business, right? Sole proprietor business. So when I moved here, I obviously knew that I was going to be leaving clients behind. Some came with me virtually, which is awesome. But I kind of didn't realize how much of a community that I had really built in Toronto. And so that's been a bit of an adjustment for me for sure. But again, I'm looking at all the positives from that. I just know I'm going to have patience with it and let it kind of, go organically and put myself out there to make those opportunities happen. But also know that it's going to take some time, right? I was in Toronto as a personal trainer for 10 years. So it's going to take a bit more time here. And a big part of my business is online. So that obviously allows me for that more flexibility. But that's just been something to kind of adapt here. And I also just wanted to really simplify stuff here. You guys, obviously, I lived in downtown Toronto, the hustle and the bustle. If you live in the city or if you visit a big city like Toronto, you might feel that like I do. You might not. Like, I know some people aren't as sensitive to this, but I always talk to my brother's wife about this. Like, you get back into the city and you're just like, what's next? What's next? Right? You're like immediately caught up in that hustling grind. Like, there is something really intoxicating about that energy that can be fun for a certain period of time. But again, like me, very sensitive nervous system, it wasn't a good long-term energy for me to be in. And so I just feel coming to like, I'm in the middle of the country now, farmland. My mom has animals. Like, we're back and like surrounded by fields, and I love it. Like, wouldn't trade it for the world. It's my favorite. It's definitely Ben and I are now like, we want to be in the country. We don't want to have neighbors. Like, we're really funny. Like, when we're looking at places, we're like, nope, those people are too close. Like, but we're just really craving that. And so I was craving that in my personal life. My nervous system was craving that. And I was craving that on a business side of things as well, to really just simplify systems, really simplify offers, really simplify just everything, like everything that I was doing. So I've made some changes, and as much as it's kind of almost like you're taking a step back, I do feel like maybe I'm taking a little step back to, take those 10 forward is how I feel. Because, as a business owner, I mean, this is true of anything in life, but I want something to be sustainable, right? Obviously. Oh, this is a great, relation to physical health and our, if we're wanting to change our body composition or go on a diet or fitness trend or whatever it is, we don't want to be doing these like quick fixes that in 3 months we're like, okay, where do I go from here? Right? We want to have the sustainable approach. And that's why I felt my business for a while is it wasn't sustainable. And I know at the beginning of businesses, you do have to be, doing kind of the overtime, right? But I'm not in that place anymore. And I need to realize that for me to grow, actually, I need the space for doing other things, right? Doing other hobbies and enjoyment and not just being 100% business focused the whole time, right? And I realized that I was just honestly making more work for myself than needed. And I don't know if any of you guys can relate to that, but sometimes I feel like we almost want to make our lives as hard as possible for ourselves. And again, I'm not sure if any can relate on that, but that's definitely a reality for me. So that's been interesting and really exciting, right? Like kind of really just simplifying systems. And I also, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen that I have two Instagram pages now. And one of them is Haley James Fitness. So that is my fitness business. That is where I offer my coaching. That is where I offer my nutrition consults and all my offerings related to that. You guys know I have a specialty in pre and postnatal and just women's health in general. So if that's you going through that stage of wanting to get pregnant or going through your pregnancy and wanting support, especially on that fitness side of things, that corrective exercise, just making you sure you have a really like the best you can, keeping up your strength, keeping up your mobility, all of that good stuff, as well as I am a holistic nutritionist. I don't specialize in that towards, female or sorry, in like fertility and things like that, but I do have an understanding of it. I definitely can support women in those areas, and I am continuing my education for that because it's a huge passion of mine. So, that's where we can really get a lot of support, especially for women if you're in that pre and postnatal phase of life, if you're in that phase of life where you're wanting to come off birth control or just really help support your female cycles and support your hormones and your gut health. That's, stuff that I specialize in and just love to help women with, as well as I'm continuing education into perimenopause and menopause to really be able to support women there. So that's really what I like to focus on, you guys, as well as just general strength training, corrective exercise. If you're a male, I don't not support you guys and help you, but I just have a specialty in that. But I have some male clients 100%. And if you're interested, I can definitely help you with strength and corrective exercise and things like that. And then as far as, body composition, weight loss, those kinds of things, of course, those are things I support my client with, but I just love to do it through a holistic lens and making sure we're, again, doing it from that holistic approach, from that sustainable approach, and making sure it's for the right reasons too, right? So that's why I have a huge emphasis as well on mindset and on making sure that we are really approaching things from a place of a love for ourselves and also from a place that can be sustainable long term and not doing long term harm. Because a lot of, if you're in that age of late, even just late 20s, early 30s, late 30s, early 40s, the last thing we want to do is create more disease, dysfunction, more stress on our body, on our adrenals, on our thyroid, on our metabolism. And that's what, a huge part of that is undernourishment, is overexercise, undersleeping, overstress. That's going to create so much stress on those systems, and they all go together, right? So one gets kind of a cascade. So it's really important, especially because so many of us, myself included, did so much harm in our 20s to those systems that now in our 30s, especially into 40s, we have no time to continue that way. And we really need to take sustainable approaches, which is one thing that I really try to prioritize with my clients. So that's Haley James Fitness, guys. Super long-winded, but that's what we do over there. And I'm so excited to continue to grow that side of the business. But I also have such a deep, deep love, you guys, for nature, for sustainability, for supporting local, for eating, again, holistically, so that, that carries over into my holistic nutrition, but even to that deeper way of like, just connecting with our food, learning, where it's growing, eating seasonal, connecting with our local farmers, which is obviously why I just feel so full being in this province. If you guys have been to Prince Edward Island or know about it, you know it's a very focus, like it's a very agriculture forward focused place, and you just feel that everywhere you go. So I love that, and that's going to be a huge element of Flow Living Co, you guys. That's where I get to share like my gluten-free baking, my healthy cooking, all my recipes, as well as I have a lot of plans with Flow Living Co, like long-term vision wise. So lots of exciting things. Like I don't have a timeline for any of that stuff, but there's lots of things. I don't really want to talk about it yet, but there's lots of fun things in the works right now, you guys. But for now, over on that page, Flow Living Co, and I'm subscribing to the newsletter over there, is really going to be focused on healthy living, on nourishing recipes, especially if you are gluten free. That's going to be a great place where you get gluten free baking. I know this is something like I love baked goods, and a lot of people think I don't. It's just because I haven't been able to have them for years, and a lot of places don't have them starting now. 100% a lot of places have them now, but I love baking so much. I have since I was 12 years old. I mean, I think that since I was 11, I was baking, creating 3-course meals for my family. So I've always loved food so much. So that's just where I can share that a little bit more and not, you know, not kind of muddy the waters. It also helps me where even though I'm sharing it with you, there might be a little business element, especially to come, but Flow Living Co is a little bit more just like I can share just my hobbies and things that are fun, things that I'm doing, going around to restaurants and cafes and trying them out, and just like, you know, that kind of sharing of life. And then Haley James Fitness is much more that the business, right? So that's really been helpful for me just to compartmentalize those things like that. And I hope that helps for you guys as well as consumers, and just being able to know where to go and what, you know, where you fall more. If you're more interested in just the healthy baking and my lifestyle, then Flow Living Co would be where you're at. And then if you do want to continue to learn about fitness, learn about how to support our bodies as females as we go through these different phases, Haley James Fitness is going to be the place for you. And hopefully both of them will be. I would love to have you guys on both avenues. So that's kind of a little bit more on the business side of things, you guys, how things have shifted for me, where things are going. I'm just, you know, really working on being independent, having clients, you know, either go to their houses. I have a gym now that I can train some clients out of here, or virtually online programming, that kind of thing. We'll see if I end up working for a gym, but right now I'm really desiring to be more independent as far as that goes. So that's the goal there, as well as just continuing to kind of network and connect with the community. There's so many female entrepreneurs here, entrepreneurs in general, and so it's really fun to see so many businesses. So I'm excited to just like connect on those things and grow and learn and continue to be the best version of myself in that area as well. And then the last little update that I wanted to give you guys is fitness-wise for me, health, fitness, where I'm going, how my back's been. If you guys know, if you listen to episodes, if you're new here, quick recap. I herniated my disc, or actually it ended up being 3 discs back in January of this year, and have spent 3 months pretty bedridden, you guys, still able to hobble around, train some clients, but I wasn't really walking, definitely wasn't exercising for 3 years, oh my God, 3 months. And it was hard. It was hard physically, it was hard mentally. You know, I was also in a lot of pain. I had nerve compression in my sciatic. And if you guys have gone through that, like, oh my God, my heart goes out to you. It is not something I wish on my worst enemy. It was really trying times for me. I've also never had a serious injury, knock on wood. This one will put me in the good books for a while here, because wow, it is definitely challenging. It was so challenging for me to be sidelined for so long, but you guys know I've shared a lot of episodes on the silver linings of it, so I'm not going to go too much into that, you guys, but I am starting to feel better. And that, of course, like as much as the silver lining from the injury has been good, like, whoa, I am so excited to be able to just be able to walk, right? Like being able to especially tour around the new place we're living and, you know, have Saturdays with Ben where we've been walking up and down the side. Like it's been so nice being able to go on walks in this beautiful place with the dogs, as well as start up at a gym and start having, you know, programs. So my Cairo, strength coach physio, he does it all. And who I was working with in Toronto, he's doing a program for me which I'm so grateful for, just because he knows my body, he knows what I've been going through. I've been working with him for 6 months, so I'm really excited to continue that strength training 3 days a week. And he's much more, yeah, it's kind of like a functional strength trainer, if you will, where a lot of this stuff is just really to be a very functioning, healthy, mobile human, not so much about building muscle or looking a certain way, which is obviously what I need right now. I'm sure there will be a phase where this will help me, of course, build up some muscle, build up strength, but that's not like the primary focus of it, as far as bodybuilding context. And I'm sure there'll be a time where I get back into a little bit more of that hypertrophy type training. But for right now, I just really want to be healthy and functioning and obviously avoid slipping back, right? And just really making sure I'm continuing on the upward trend. So we're going to be doing that 3 days a week. Been walking at least 20 minutes every single day, which is great. And I just want to continue to progress up with that. I don't really have much pain anymore. I will say not nerve pain. I don't have tingling, which is really what you want with nerves, right? You really want to make sure we're centralizing that. So that's really great that I don't have that like shooting down my foot and my calf anymore. Even like my calf, like the tightness, it's not really getting there anymore. So it's really exciting. It's just obviously like soreness, stiffness a bit, especially as I get back into strength training. Obviously my muscles have no idea what this feels like. I definitely know what it feels like to be a beginner now. So that's been super interesting for me. But I do know, like, I always, in the last few, before this happened, so like last year, end of last year, kind of all of last year really, there was this bit of setting, pressing the reset button. And I feel that in a huge way coming here and moving and restarting things, shifting things, just really having this like reset, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things. And I think that was the same thing for me physically, and really just allowing me to like step back from the gym. And I always have to be forced. I can't just like do those things consciously. Like I have to be forced where, you know, this injury forced me to do that. But it really allowed me to set really press that reset button, you guys, and really just recognize like the things that I needed to work on outside of the gym. Because if you guys are someone who goes to the gym regularly, where maybe that's your therapy, that's your outlet, which 100%, I go to therapy too, or I've been to therapy too, but definitely was a part of that. And for so much of my life, it was all of it to way to an extreme extent. But that's when it's taken away from you, you have to learn to, you know, handle things outside of that. You have to learn to love and appreciate yourself in a different body, right? Because my body has changed. I mean, I wouldn't say a ton. Like, I bet to the outside eye, it probably doesn't look much different, but to me, it does, right? To me, it feels obviously weakness. I feel breathless walking up a hill. That's crazy to me, right? Like, I can't remember if that's ever been a reality for me other than when I was like 12 years old. Like, I was a little bit of a bigger, I guess like preteen, and that's when I started developing some of my eating disorders and orthorexia, and all that stuff came into play. But since then, you guys, I've been, you know, on this fitness track. So I really I wasn't able to relate to that. So that's one thing of giving me a lot of empathy for beginners, where that's challenging, right? Like at the beginning, where you're literally breathless walking up a slight incline. It's challenging me that I worked out yesterday and I feel like I don't feel that bad, but I definitely feel like I feel exhausted. And I realized, I'm like, oh yeah, I did. Like I actually pushed some weight yesterday. I went to almost failure. I got those feelings that feels like when you guys train, you feel. And I hadn't felt that in so long. And obviously that's totally new for my body, right? I know I'll adapt quicker because I've done this for so long, but it's very humbling, right? And it's also very mentally challenging to see yourself this way. And so you're really opened up to yourself in a different way, and you have to learn how to cope with things differently. You have to learn how to learn also where to put your time. And that's for me, I started reading a lot. I kind of started reading before, but like really started reading a ton. I really started baking a lot more. I really started cooking a lot more. I started putting time into You know, even like things like thinking about my fashion and thinking about also like being able to shift my business. Like I was able to just focus on different things and put my energy different places and also really be able to explore different hobbies of mine and things I love. I was able to have enough room, enough space to start planning my wedding, which is so crazy. But if you guys are either a business owner or someone who just loves what they do and is very, I would say slightly obsessed, right, with it, you know it is hard to take a slight step back or even just like open yourself up to take on other things. And I know that's what's been, I mean, we've almost been engaged for a whole year. And I never thought like get engaged, like start planning the wedding. Like I just, that was never something that I had. I was like, get engaged, be engaged, enjoy that. But still, like I wasn't able to even comprehend planning anything until last week when we got here. And you know, I was able to just breathe, breathe, you know? So anyway, I'm just really grateful to be here. That's kind of long-winded. I think I kind of circled around, but also that was one of the main things that this injury really showed me was that there's other things in life to enjoy, and I'm really excited to start enjoying them. And fitness is going to always be a huge element of my life. I think health, fitness should be a big part of everyone's lives, right? We only got one body. We better start taking care of it if we aren't already, but it's not your whole life. And also your health is not just the weight you can lift or how much protein you eat, right? Your health is your happiness, is your enjoyment, is your ability to sleep, is your ability to manage and process stress, is your ability to be able to enjoy yourself outside of the context of routine and structure. And I know that can be a challenging one for a lot of us women, especially if we're in that more type A category. And that's something that's a huge part of health. And those were the elements, you guys, that I ignored for so many years. And I know there are so many people in Toronto or cities that are able to. I just knew I wasn't able to do it there. Like, I tried, right? Like I have also noticed here, you guys, I haven't meditated once. I haven't journaled once. I'm not saying I won't ever do that here, but I haven't needed to do those things to just feel grounded, to just feel peaceful, to feel clear, to feel less anxious or less like, you know, hyped up. And again, I know there are people in cities that are able to do that, but for me, I just never was unless I meditated, unless I journaled, unless I spent hours working on it. And here it's just natural. So that's, you know, that's when I know I already knew I made the right decision and the right move, but it's just been very, very confirmed again and again by being here. So I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I hope you guys continue to listen to the podcast, follow me on Instagram, and just continue to support me. And I'm always so, so grateful for you guys. Please let me know what you want to see and hear in season 3. And I have a lot of really great ideas and things coming up, you guys. I'm doing a lot of continuing education in the next few months here. So I'm really excited to continue to share that with you guys as I learn, especially in the perimenopause, just supporting you as women at any stage of life and how to have and feel and look your best. What, you know, what nutrients we need, what exercises, what support, all of that kind of stuff. And then going into that perimenopause, those menopause years, pre-post pregnancy as well. So definitely stay tuned if you are a woman, because I'm covering all those aspects. We're going to be chatting a lot about that, as well as a lot of just about strength training, a lot about our mindset, all that good stuff, you guys. So I'm excited. Hopefully you are as well. Thank you for listening to this little recap episode. I will be getting back to regular scheduled programming next week, but I just wanted to fill you guys in where I've been, where we're going, and all that good stuff. I'm going to link Haley James Fitness. I'm going to link Flow Living Co. in the bio. There is an exciting promo, you guys, going on for Haley James Fitness. I started a new email list. So if you were already signed up for emails, please sign up again. You won't be getting double from me. That's going to be the new email list. And you've got 15% off towards any coaching offer. So definitely go ahead and claim that right now through the end of the month. And then if you are interested in healthy living, if you're interested in anything PEI related and where to eat, if you're coming this summer, where to eat, where to go, where to drink, all that good stuff, as well as just getting healthy recipes every single month that I am creating. Make sure you sign up for the Flowly & Co. newsletter. That is just a one time a month newsletter that is going to compile all those things, you guys. I want to kind of create, it's like a magazine, that it kind of, or e-magazine, you know, that kind of idea. So anyway, that's on Flow Living Co. You guys definitely make sure you subscribe to both my Instagrams, or follow me and then subscribe to my newsletter and email list for Haley James Fitness. Come back next week for the next episode of Best Self Radio.